As a college professor, commentator Meredith Small is no stranger to odd behavior on the part of her students, especially when it comes to the pressure to get good grades. But she found one recent experience unsettling.
I think I'd better drop this class. It was just after the first exam of the semester, and a young woman was standing in my office, clearly upset about her grade. Assuming she had failed, I spoke earnestly to her about hanging in there. I told her we were not even halfway through the course, and there were two more exams, and if she studied hard, she could bring the numbers up. But she kept shaking her head and saying it would be better if she dropped the course and started all over again next year. Dropping the course seemed like such a waste to me, but if she were failing, it might indeed be the best move. Feeling sorry for her, I gently asked, "So what did you get on this exam?" Turns out it was a B, a solid B, 2 points from an A. Stunned, I spat out, "You're thinking of dropping this class because you got a B on one of three exams? What are you, someone who only gets A's?" She looked at the floor, long black hair hiding her face, and answered, "Something like that." As a university professor, hundreds of students pass through my hands each year, and I worry about them, all of them. In high school and now in college, these kids have been told that grades are what really matter. But as an adult, long out of college, I know that in the larger world, grades mean nothing. Sure, for those who go on to professional schools, the push for good grades will remain critical for a while longer. But for them, too, grades really are not the point. You know the old joke. What do they call the guy who graduated last in his medical school class? Doctor. And for all other kinds of jobs, no one is really interested in the A or B you got in introductory anthropology. They only want you to do the work. But I also know that grades for high-achieving students are more than just letters. They are symbolic of the life these young people expect to have, a perfect life filled with A's. But over a lifetime, even the smartest person rates a C, D, or even an F on the really important subjects of marriage, parenting, friendship, and love. In the end, if we're lucky, we all end up with the class average of a C in life, and we're happy to get it. Some of us just hope to pass. And so they worry me, these students who can't even tolerate a B. But maybe this time I'll be lucky. On a whim, the young woman who only gets A's might not file a drop slip this time, but instead take a chance on being average.
Meredith Small is a writer and professor of anthropology at Cornell University.